Well, we have a wide assortment. You know, Wisconsin farmers and processors work hard to provide that safe, wholesome, and secure food supply. And we have a lot to be proud of from the ground up. Wisconsin ranks first in the nation for snap beans, and that brought $40 million to our state's economy last year. We're second for cabbage, third for sweet corn, potatoes, carrots. And so there's a lot of diversity out there, and we may not be thinking about putting fruit on the grill, but that's kind of a sweet kicker in there. And I have a sweet tooth, and so it's nice as well when you can have a healthy option for filling that craving.
Definitely. I have a sweet tooth as well, so I always enjoy to eat fruit, especially in the summertime. So if people could see right now, you have a wide variety of different grilled fruits with you today. Can you explain what you have with you?
Yeah, so I have some apples and cherries. And a lot of people think about cherries, of course, in that Door County area, that peninsula. We're known very well for our tart cherries, and we also have some sweet cherries, and those are some that I brought here today. And Door County is great for cherry production because that peninsula is an ideal region for growing the fruit, and cherry harvest is going on right now if some orchards haven't already wrapped up their harvest. And cherries, surprisingly, we've harvested 11 million pounds of cherries last year.
That's a lot of cherries.
It is a lot of cherries. And just one cherry tree can make 28 pies.
Oh, geez.
And there you go, talking about that sweet tooth again.
Yeah.
And apples, we have a lot to celebrate there because our apple production rose 20% last year. Wisconsin produced 49 million pounds of apples, and that brought $26 million into our state's economy. And I grew up in the rolling hills of Crawford County, so I was surrounded by some of Wisconsin's 300 commercial apple orchards. And I know we look forward to the fall, which will be here before we know it, when we talk about apple harvest. But there are some apple varieties that are coming into season now, and I'm sure some people probably see those when they go to their local farmers markets.
Definitely. Apples are always around, and we love to eat them all year round. But looking at the fruit that you brought today, what are some of your quick tips on how to best grill the fruit for this grilling season?
And fruit is pretty basic because you don't have to worry about that internal temperature like you do with meats. And you can wrap it in a foil wrap. Just last night, once again, I had that sweet tooth, and I did a foil wrap with some Wisconsin butter and maple syrup and put apples in there. And that really infuses the flavors. But I also like a little bit of char on my fruits, that right on the grill taste. And so kebabs are great as well, as long as you, once again, keep in mind that fruits cook very quickly. So you might want to throw them on there when you're first starting to warm up your grill. And it just takes a couple minutes to get them warm and get those marks. And I've also brought a little dairy dip along with me because this is a 3-ingredient dip, and you probably already have these ingredients in your house. It's just a package of cream cheese, a cup and a half of Greek yogurt, and some Wisconsin honey. And you can put as much Wisconsin honey in there as you want to sweeten it to your taste. And that's something fun for guests if they have kebabs to dip into that and really customize their plate. Because I say, whether it's your youngest family member or your pickiest guest, it's okay to be choosy as long as you're choosing Wisconsin fruits and vegetables.
Talking about choosing Wisconsin fruit and vegetables, where can we find during the summertime some of the freshest produce and vegetables really to use for this grilling?
Farmers markets are booming right now. And what's fun about farmers markets is they're that blend of community members, farmers, and artisans. And if you have questions about where your food comes from, a lot of times the vendors are farmers themselves who can chat with you about how they produced it or what methods they use. And they're also great for supporting the local economy. So depending on the size of the community and the season of the market, it can bring between $212,000 and $1.1 million back into that community. And I know Madison has a wonderful farmers market that I love to go enjoy, and such diversity there.
Yeah, there's great diversity at the Madison Market, and I know a lot of other places in Wisconsin, great diversity there as well. You gave us some really great tips on how to grill and even that dairy dip. So where can people get a little bit more information on some of the things you talked about today?
I'm going to be sharing a lot of grilling tips on my social media websites and on my blog. So you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, even LinkedIn, and just search for Allison Dairyland. Should be easy enough to find. My blog is at AllisonDairyland.com. And if you're looking to get more information about farmers markets, there is a Wisconsin Farmers Markets Association website, and that's just wifarmersmarkets.org, and that can point you in the direction to one near you. If you're planning a road trip, you can still stop by and get those fresh fruits and vegetables for the road.
That sounds great. Thanks for that information about the fruit and vegetables and grilling this summer. Now let's talk a little bit more about your journey as Alice. Now you've been in the position almost 2 full months already.
Oh, don't remind me. It's flying by.
Yeah, you went through June Dairy Month already. I'm sure you were busy for that. But how has your experience been so far as the 71st Allison Dairyland?
It has been a wonderful whirlwind, going out and being able to meet with people across the state and June Dairy Month was fun because I came from a dairy farm, so I thought I had a wide knowledge of our dairy industry, and it's something that really contributes to our state's economy, culture, and future. But going out and touring all these different farms, especially the ones that opened up their homes and their businesses for people to see at dairy breakfasts or dairy brunches, it was neat how much I got to learn, and I hope that the other guests who maybe came from urban backgrounds also had the opportunity to learn as well where those dairy products, including our award-winning cheeses, get their start from. And now that we're in July, like we said, we're talking about fruit and vegetable harvest, fair season's picking up, so there's just so much that I'm looking forward to seeing and so many industries that I want to tour and learn about to expand my knowledge so I can continue sharing that story.
Sharing that story, that's very important for your position. You talked about fairs. Now, the Wisconsin State Fair is coming up, and you are a past Wisconsin State Fair, so the fairs, so you have a good connection with that fair, but what are you going to be doing as Alice now at the fair?
As Alice at the fair, I'm going to be doing all things agriculture, so you can either find me in the show rings, where exhibitors of all ages have been working for probably more than a year to get their exhibits ready, their animals trained and prepped, and I'll also be doing some fun activities over with the Dat Cat booth. I'm pretty sure we do some veggie races. Saying so, probably get a little bit competitive there, but I'll be there to interact, to chat, and to really meet people to learn their story so then I can share my story as a dairy farmer as well. So I'm really looking forward to it, but I know that I'm also going to be spending a lot of time at Wisconsin Products Pavilion because that's where you can find the best food on the fairgrounds, in my opinion. You have your cherry growers there, you have potato growers there. I tend to lose my voice because I'm quite gabby, and so the honey producers are there, and they usually have honey sticks that are very soothing for my throat and a honey lemonade. So I'm looking forward to eating, talking, and just enjoying the Wisconsin State Fair.
Now, are you going to participate in any cream puff eating contests?
Oh, you bet. I am. I just got that invite on my calendar yesterday and replied with all capital locks letters, yes. I'm so excited for cream puff eating contests.
That's exciting to hear. Besides the fair, what else can we see you in coming up in the next coming months?
Coming up, we're going to be doing quite a bit more around September talking about cheese, because of course next year's Alice Finals is being hosted in Greene County, and Greene County has cheese days, and so we're really going to be doing that push and celebrating with them, because cheese is a huge part of Wisconsin's heritage. We produce more than 600 varieties, types, and styles. It's my goal as Alice to eat every single one of them. I'm getting a close start, but I don't know if I'll make it. It may take me a couple of years to try
all
those.
Yeah, get some of that Limburger cheese from Greene County.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, classic Limburger. And then before we know what we're going to be in the holiday season and talking about something special from Wisconsin and different gifts that have ties back to agriculture that you can share with your loved ones.
That's Caitlin Riley, Wisconsin's 71st Alice in Dairyland. She's been doing a great job traveling around Wisconsin promoting Wisconsin agriculture. And like she said, if you're looking for a sweet treat, try grilling some delicious Wisconsin fruit. Believe me, your taste buds will thank you. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Assistant Jenna Lee.